So I'm happy to see you again. Okay. So as usual, first of all, right motivation. Okay. With the right motivation, if you listen teaching, then just listen teaching itself is a practice of Dharma. Okay. After right motivation, when you listen to teaching, then this teaching will go in your heart. It will become a real wisdom. Okay. Without right motivation, then even I give precious teaching, this teaching will be, you know, just dry information. Okay. So, in order to receive precious nectar like teaching, very important to prepare the vessel like mind. Okay. So we have to listen teaching with a free of three faults of vessel. Okay. First fault of mistake is a upside down vessel. Okay. When the vessel is upside down, no matter how much I pour the nectar at Dharma, it first doesn't go inside. Okay. Second follow vessel, that means referring to body is here, your mind is thinking somewhere else, are sleeping. This meaning of upside down vessel.
Перевернутый сосуд символизирует то, что во время учения ваше тело находится здесь, а вы думаете при этом о посторонних вещах.
Okay. Понятно? Okay. So, 2 hours, don't sleep, don't think about your home or your some other affair.
Поэтому на протяжении 2 часов не надо спать, не надо думать о домашних делах или других делах.
Только дела, хорошо? 2 часа не думай, кошмар не буду, хорошо? Ясно, да? Окей. Then second fall of vessel is called, you know, leaky vessel.
Второй изъян сосуд называется грязный сосуд.
In a leaky vessel, no matter how much I pour nectar, it will go inside, but it will go out very soon.
Сколько бы я ни вливал нектар в грязный сосуд, нектар будет туда вливаться, но очень скоро весь вытечет.
Okay, it don't stay inside.
Не задержится.
Понятно? Okay. So that referring to listening from this side, going for that, not staying in here.
Это означает, что все учения, которые вы слышите, вылетают у вас в одно ухо, вылетают в другое, а сердце и ничего не выпадает.
Понятно? Okay. So you will know either you're leaky vessel or not when you go back to your home.
Вы узнаете, насколько вы являетесь дырявыми сосудами или нет, когда вернетесь домой.
Okay. Some of your friends and relatives ask you what Tibetan Lama teach you. Okay, Geshe Tsingle, what did he say? Oh, he said many things, but I don't remember. Then you are completely crazy. If you could tell half what I said, not completely. Then you are half leaky vessel. Okay. I hope you are all half leaky vessel, not complete leaky vessel. Okay. Okay. Completely, you know. Yeah. Then third full vessel. Okay, that is a dirty vessel. Okay. When the dirty vessel, if I pour the nectar, nectar itself become dirty. Okay. In the same way, when your mental vessel, your mind, with the wrong motivation, if you receive precious teaching of Dharma, then this precious teaching of Dharma, which is like nectar, it became a contamination. Yes, not that? Okay. Yeah, yeah. So, with the free of three faults of vessel, then, you know, with the motivations of love and compassion, motivations of subduing your mind, listen to teaching. Okay. Now, I will continue the teaching last time which I give you. Okay, last time I talked about the, you know, in our life very important to have a principle, right principle. Okay. So in order to subdue mind, first most important thing is that you should have a right principle. If you don't have principle in your life, you can't subdue your mind. Okay. If you have a wrong principle, then no matter how you try to subdue your mind, your mind impossible to subdue. If your mind not subdue, your problem never solved. This I can tell you 100% sure. Okay. So, best way to subdue your problem, long term and short term problem, is subduing the mind. To subdue your mind, not necessary. You have to give your old work and job, go away in up on the mountain. It's not totally necessary. Some people give up house, go up on the mountain, meditate. Mind don't subdue. It became same as before. Staying up on the mountain, staying in an isolation place, that only can't subdue your mind. If such condition can subdue your mind, then the wild deer should already subdue the mind. They have the same condition. This logic. So, some people think that subdue mind means go up a mountain in a very poor condition, stay, and then deer, sometimes they don't get the inner food, you know, stay in a very bad condition. They don't have clothes to wear. They don't subdue mind. They become, you know, subdue mind. It doesn't, just in such condition, can't subdue the mind. But many texts they say staying isolation places is good. They say that's true. It's a good favorable condition, but only this can't subdue the mind. Yes, not that. Okay. Yeah. So you can stay in society. You can do your work what you have done before, but in the same time, you know, first. The first step of subduing your mind is try to subdue some level in the society where you stay.
первый шаг к укрощению ума и попытаться до некоторой степени укротить его, продолжая жить в том обществе, в котором вы выросли, в котором вы жили до этого.
Okay. Ptana, in this society, live with some principle. Then you can see you are a little bit different from other person.
Живите в том же самом обществе, но живите с некоторыми принципами. И тогда вы увидите сами, что вы начнете несколько отличаться от других людей.
Понятно? You are not like other person, like a small children. Immediately get happy, immediately get unhappy, immediately saying you are my best friend, then saying you are my worst enemy. Not like that. You are more stable, more wiser. Now, what is this principle? What is it? Okay. The principle is that what you are is very important. What people say, what people think is not important. This is a very important principle you should have. We have a wrong principle. Our wrong principle we don't say, but in deep down we have such principle that what we are is not important. What people think, what people say, this is very important. Everybody has this principle. Это очень важно, да? And that's why try to impress others. Then you hide your fault. Try to show if you don't have good quality, you try to exaggerate your good quality. Я такой, я сякой, да? Я самый умный, я так, я, да? Реклама. Ясно, да? Okay. So, you know, okay. In reality, what you are is very important. What people think, what's use of it? If you are real gold, if other people think you are not gold, вот что?
Какая разница?
Пусть думай, ты не золото, да? Opposite is good for you, безопасно.
Наоборот, для вас так лучше будет и безопасно.
Да? Окей, ясно, да? If you are not gold, something empty inside.
Если же вы не золото, если вы внутри пустой.
Окей. If everybody think you are very great.
Все думают, что вы очень великий.
Окей, понятно, да? Особый человек, да? That doesn't make you особый человек.
Это не сделает вас особым человеком.
Понятно. Okay. Yes, Nanda. Okay. So I have, as I told you before, remember this one. What you are is very important. What people say, what people think is not important. Tell yourself again, again. Then this principle, because our wrong principle is so strong, deep in our heart, it can't be replaced easily. Okay. When this principle becomes stronger, what am I is very important, what people think and people say, you will naturally have a freedom. Some level of freedom, you will naturally achieve it.
Когда вот этот принцип будет становиться у вас сильнее, начнет преобладать над другим, когда вот этот принцип, то, какой я, это очень важно, то, что говорят или думают, а мне другие не важно, то вместе с этим вы обретете некоторый уровень свободы.
This principle come in your heart, deeper heart, after receiving many, many teachings. Then this principle became something, just now what I have say is, this principle is, don't have any depthness. When you see many, many teachings, then everywhere when you look, it comes down to this one. What you are is important, what people think is not important.
Сейчас то, что я вам сказал, для вас в моих словах нет особой глубины. получите много-много учений. И только тогда вы по-настоящему поймете, что это означает.
Понятно, да? In the chess game, see, grandmaster, when they play, they will recommend some move, looks like very simple.
Например, в шахматах гроссмейстер, когда играет в шахматы, он как бы рекомендует какие-то ходы делать, и эти ходы кажутся очень простыми.
You say, this is not effective move. I can make it such beautiful move. Queen can move that way. Horse can move that way. Why pawn move? In real, if you analyze, then this peshko, one movement of peshko is very, very effective. Everything is connected to it.
Okay.
From this movement, you get the advantage, stem advantage. Because of this stem advantage, then you have complete control over the other. You will notice it later on. Yes, no, да? Okay. Понятно, да? Okay. In the same way, like a chess game. Okay. Theory of our life. Some of them very simple. But when you know the connection, then you understand. So long if you don't know all the connection, then it's you didn't understand it completely. When you understand all the connection, then you see this is very deep. Yes, no, да? Okay. So, I'm telling you this principle once more again. What you are is very important. What people say, what people think, that's not important. Да? Okay. When this principle became strong, then you became yogi. Yes, no, that? Okay. See, in Chinese prison, Panchen Lama was tortured by Chinese soldier. Okay. Sometimes group of Chinese captain come and scold him. They are like a psychologist. Brother, your wounds, your leg, there's so many wounds thing, everything which can pain him. Brother, Panchen Lama just listening, don't react anything. Okay. First, don't become a depression. Brother, same as before. Then next day, then this group of people, then they speak, you are very great. You are such a great in this thing, you are even higher than Dalai Lama. Okay. Dalai Lama is nothing in comparison with you. Okay. So make him competitive feeling of, with Dalai Lama. Same as before. Then they ask him, why? Like, this is not possible for a human being. Okay. And why you are, don't, you know, feel excited when we praise you? When why your face don't become upset when you criticize you so badly?
Answer.
Okay. He says, because I know who am I.
Он сказал, потому что я знаю, кто я.
Yeah, that, okay. So what you are is very important. He knows what he is. This principle, he's talking this principle. Тот думает, тот говорит, это не важно. Понял, да? Пусть солдат говорит, ты очень плохо, я плохо не стою. Понял, да? А он говорит, о, ты высокий, ты так как ясно виден, ты летает, я не летаю. Понял, да? Пусть тот знал. Умный говорит, завтра утром умный не стоит. Какая разница? Значит, дурацкие мысли, да? Когда говорит, дурак несчастлива. Это дурак, если когда дурак, завтра утром и настоящий стал дурак. Тогда надо злиться на его. Ты почему меня называл дурак, да? Вчера я умный был, да? Ты меня называл дурак, сейчас я стал дурак. Понятно, да? Дурак говорит обратно лучше. Понятно, да? Когда ты говоришь дурак, книги больше читай, завтра утром немножко умнее стал, да? Понятно, да? Если тебе называл толстый, да? Если это правда, надо меньше кушать, да? Правильно, он правда сказал, я толстый, да? Меньше кушать, завтра утром немножко худой стал. О, это помогло, не вредил, понял, да? Окей. Okay. Such thinking. Sometimes, you know, our emotion, you know, negative emotion come easily because wrong theory. We don't think properly. Когда правильно мысли, даже хочу гнев, не могу. Целиться не могу. Ваш ум свободно, сам себе счастливо. Понятно, да? Okay. So Buddhism is a science, mental science. It's not something like you don't have to say some mantra, million mantra to become wise person, not like that. It's not only necessary. Designing mantra is good, but changing your way of thinking is much better. Okay. Changing your way of thinking, subduing your mind, that is Dharma practice. That's where in Tibet, you know, one person, you know, I will tell you a story. You might hear it, I'm against telling it, doesn't matter. Medicine, not necessarily saying, oh, I have eaten before. Again, you eat, it'll be, give you result. Тестит, да? Okay. Ясно, да? Духом учения это не случай истории. Если истории, всегда надо новые истории, да? Это старая история, мне не интересно, да? Учение одна вещь, еще повторяю, другие мысли понятно. Точно так учение, я так говорю, да, вам курс другой получает. А здесь немножко меняется. Понятно, да? Это учение. Ясно, да? Окей. Okay. So, this person, you know, one person, he who don't know how to practice Dharma, but he want to practice Dharma. Okay. And he thought, Dharma practice means reciting mantra.
Yeah,
doing prostration.
Okay.
And he do so many prostration. Okay. And then one day, one Kadama master come down. And then he asked this Kadama master, now I do so many prostration, how is my Dharma practice? He says, doing prostration good, but if you practice Dharma, much better. Then Bhagavan Master, don't tell many teaching. If the student don't request, they don't teach it. This is the tradition of Buddhism. This is a very important principle of Buddhism. Buddhism is not for propaganda. It's for teach, it's the medicine giving to teaching, giving to person who really interested in it. Otherwise, don't give it. Value of Dharma will degenerate if you give teaching to so many people who are really not interested in it. Five students, if they are really interested, just give it. This is very important. Real interest in subduing the mind. Okay. Okay. Yes, Nanda. Okay, yeah, yeah. So then next, then he thinks, what is Dharma practice? He thinks, Dharma practice means designing mantra. Then he bought big mala, chotka. Okay, and keep reciting different types of mantra also loudly. Okay, sometimes Russian people do so many round mantra. They even recite some mantra which I don't know. They just recite some mantra, say, give me this mantra, say, I never hear this mantra before. So they're checking, for them they think that different mantra, this is the Dharma practice. More you have different types of mantra, means you are very advanced in Dharma practice. Okay. Понятно? And he also thinks like that. Okay. So many different types of mantras, keep reciting, keep reciting. Okay. Then one day this Kadama master come down. Okay. Okay. Then he told this Kadama master that nowadays I recite so many mantras, so many different mantras. How is my Dharma practice? Okay. This Kadama master says, reciting mantra is good. But if you subdue the mind, if you practice Dharma, but much better. Okay. Then Kadama master go. Okay. Then he thought, what is Dharma practice? No, he didn't say subdue the mind. I mean, he said practice Dharma. Okay. Then he thinks, I understand Dharma practice, he says. Dharma practice means meditation, he says. This is Dharma practice. Then he meditates like people in Russia and Europe do it. Так, строго позиция, да? Окей. Окей, позиция. Meditation. Close the door, close the window.
Предварительно закрыть все двери и окна.
Телефон, switch off.
Включив телефон.
Телевизор, very bad, don't lose television at all.
Выключив телевизор, телевизор это очень плохо, вообще нельзя смотреть.
Окей, телевизор это самсара.
Телевизор это самсара.
Walking is a samsara.
Работа тоже самсара.
Понятно? Only meditation is nirvana.
Только медитация нирвана.
Okay, then this is I am now in nirvana.
И потом, значит, такие люди думают, теперь я уже в нирване.
Okay. In reality, he is not in nirvana. He is worse than worldly people.
Действительно, такой человек не только не в нирване, он гораздо хуже, чем простые обычные.
Worldly people, they have a job, they have work, they have a family life. But he don't have family life, he don't have a real spiritual progress. He don't have either of them.
У мирских людей, по крайней мере, есть работа,
Понятно? Карман пустой, здесь пустой, сердце тоже пустой, да, совсем пустой. Понятно, да? This is not right.
Это неправильно.
Понятно, да? Потом такой человек, много страшной медитации, потом голова неправильно видит, да? Понятно, да? Потом ненормальный человек стоит. Понятно, да? And then they speak very strange thing. I meet these people, they're saying, sitting there, I have seen Manjushri, I have seen all this vara, like that. Okay. Sometimes I can feel that some special being is present here. Okay. Then I tell them, are you meditating? I ask them. Yes, yes, too much meditation. Yes. Then I say, please don't do meditation. Because they don't do right meditation. Yes, not that. Okay. Meditation is also good, but if you don't know how to meditate, don't meditate. Just change your way of thinking. Kitrumbhajan says, if you don't know how to meditate, don't meditate. Just change your way of thinking. Yes, да? Okay. For the meditation, you need to know, come in instruction, how to meditate, then meditate. Yes, да? Okay. My recommend for you, don't too much meditate. Just some breathing meditations or some visualization, okay. Don't do many strange meditation. Много не надо, хорошо? Понятно, да? Okay. Then he stay 4 hours, 5 hours outside, and mind is flying here and there. Понятно, да? Is contacting with different universe. Trying to contact. Зацелит, да? Russia nowadays new age meditation. This is very popular, you know. Понятно, да? Contact with different universe. What you can contact? Okay. Even you contact, what's use of it? Что плюс, да? Ясно, да? Discover inside.
Пытайтесь открывать что-то внутри себя.
Внутри себя. Понятно? Then you will discover every phenomena.
И тогда вы откроете себя также и каждый все феномены, явления вокруг себя.
If you try to discover outside, there's no limitation. You can't discover everything.
Если вы будете пытаться открывать что-то вне себя, то этого никогда не будет конца. Вы не можете все открыть во внешнем
мире. Понятно? To discover inside, you discover all phenomena.
Если же вы откроете для себя свой внутренний мир, то тем самым также откроете все и каждый феномен.
Понятно, да? Okay. If you dirty face, look at 1000 mirror, if you clean outside, you impossible to clean outside that reflection.
Если вы, имея грязное лицо, посмотрите тысячу зеркал вокруг себя, увидите там грязные лица, и сколько вы не пытались смыть
okay. Instead, if you clean your own face, whole 1000 reflections became clean by itself. Сам себе. Понятно? Okay. Yes, no, да? Okay. Then this person asked the master, nowadays I do 4 hour without moving body meditation. How is my Dharma practice? Kadam Master says, meditation is good, but if you practice Dharma, much better. Okay. Then he prostrated and said, please tell me, what is Dharma practice?
объясни же мне, ну что же такое практика дхармы?
Okay. Then Kadama Master says.
И на это учитель Кадама сказал.
Okay. Dharma practice is a subduing the mind.
Практика дхармы — это укрощение своего ума.
Okay. If you don't subdue your mind, whatever you do, it's not dharma practice.
Если ты не укротишь свой ум, чем бы ты ни занимался, это не будет практика.
Okay. And then he explained the level of subduing the mind.
И тогда он стал объяснять этому человеку уровень укрощения ума.
Pinata, whatever you do, if you do it for the this life happiness, it's not dharma practice at all.
Что бы ты ни делал, если ты это делаешь ради счастья в этой жизни, то это вообще не практика дхармы.
Okay. If you do it for the happiness of future life, then it's called initial level of happiness. Practice. Okay. Pinata, it's like collecting silver. Pinata, just for this life happiness, if you meditate, recite mantra, what do you do? It's like collecting pustu stakan bottle. If you do the practice with the motivation, mind completely free from delusion, then it's a, you know, intermediate level practice, it's like collecting soul gold. Okay. Just one mantra, Om Han Pem Ho. If you say it just for happiness this life, it's just like a collecting bottle, empty bottle. Okay. Even charity, if you give one bread to poor people with the motivation this life happens, it's a collection of bottle, empty bottle.
Даже если речь идет о практике щедрости, если вы дадите нищему кусок хлеба, но с мотивацией стать счастливым в этой жизни, то это тоже будет накоплением пустых бутылок и стаканов.
Понятно? With the motivation for the happiness of future life, then it's like collecting silver.
А если вы делаете то же самое с мотивацией достичь счастья в будущей жизни, то это будет уже подобным накоплением серебра.
Okay. With the motivation completely free from mind, free mind from delusion.
Если вы сделаете то же самое с мотивацией полностью освободить ум от омрачений.
Okay. Completely subduing the mind.
Полностью укротить.
Okay. Okay. For that motivation, if you give, you know, piece of bread or say mantra, it's like collecting the gold.
То есть если вы с такой мотивацией дадите кусок хлеба или произнесете мантру, это будет подобно накоплению золота.
Then, with the mind for understanding that, like you, all sentient beings, one happiness, one suffering, in order to free all sentient beings from suffering, lead them in perfect happiness, then if you give one bread, or say one mantra, then it's a merit is unbelievable. It's like a diamond collected.
Если же вы осознаете, что все живые существа, так же, как и вы, хотят счастья, не хотят страдать, для того, чтобы освободить все живые существа от страданий, привести их всех к безупречному счастью, с такой мотивацией, с высшей мотивацией, вы дадите нищему кусок хлеба или произнесете одну мантру, то это будет уже накопление бриллианта.
Понятно. Okay. There's no any merit higher than such a state of mind.
Нет заслуги выше, чем подобное состояние.
Okay. Because this state of mind, wishing happiness for all sentient beings.
Потому что такое состояние ума, желающее счастья всем живым существам.
Понятно. According to the number of sentient beings, he accumulates merit.
Позволяет накопить заслуги соразмерные с числом живых существ.
Okay. So you should understand. Highest merit is a state of mind wishing happiness for all sentient beings. If you give one bread, merit is unbelievable.
Поэтому вы должны понимать, что наивысшие заслуги — это состояние ума, желающее счастья всем живым существам. И если с таким настроем ума вы дадите один кусок хлеба кому-то, то заслуги будут просто невероятны.
Да. Without such motivation, billions of mantras you recite with a firm repetition in this life, just collections of bottles, empty bottles and stuff. Okay. 5 years meditation retreat, eat very less if you don't have such motivation.
очень мало кушаю, отказываю себе во всем.
Television, don't look.
Не смотря телевизор.
Да.
И при этом у вас будет мотивация такая мирская.
Then it's a collection of empty bottle and stakan.
То все ваши 5 лет медитации превратятся тоже в накопление пустых бутылок и стаканов.
When there's so much empty bottle and stakan, it makes too much noise.
А если у вас находится слишком много пустых бутылок и стаканов, они будут звенеть и производить очень много шума.
Okay, then you become strange.
Из-за этого станете странным.
Понятно? Okay, ясно, да? Okay, okay. So better don't collect empty bottle and stakan. If mind remain empty, it doesn't matter. But don't collect too many empty bottles of stakan, because it will make more pollution. Okay. So I'm not saying don't recite mantra. I'm not saying don't meditate. I'm saying most important is a state of mind. Okay. That's where it's better to sing a song with good motivation than recite mantra with bad motivation. If you have television, welcome, watch television. Don't worry. I don't never say don't watch TV. Opposite, you should watch TV. Смотреть надо. Глаза открыть буду. Понял, да? Закрыть, все буду открыть. Понял, да? Все смотреть. Надо знать. Потом видно, это правильно, это неправильно. Тогда вам мудрость дают. Понял, да? Все закрыть, видно, как маленькие дети. Ничего не буду понимать, да? Тогда всегда надо, мама рядом. Мама говорит, дети туда поехали, туда садить, да? Встают, встают. Сидит, сидит. Все это. Понял, да? Нет. Я сам тоже. Я не люблю... Мой учитель или моя мама говорит, так надо. Я сам хочу пробовать, да? Совет слушает, сам хочу открывает. Все смотри. Даже мой учитель говорит, это не смотри, обратно я хочу смотреть, да? Смотри надо. Потом открывает. А, там ничего не то. Понял, да? Сам себе не хочу. А, это моральное. А, понял, да? Okay. Morality means you yourself, you don't want it. That is morality. Because inside you want. But you are saying, I don't want because my mother will scold me or my teacher will scold me. That's not morality.
Okay.
Yes, Tata. Okay. So, you know, понятно, да? Okay. So that's very, very important for your children also. Never say, don't do this. You give suggestion. If you do like that, they have such and such consequence. If you do like that, they have such and such consequence. It's up to you. You decide. Then you are making your children more independent. You are not making them puppet of your puppet. If, понятно, да? Some mother, they want to make their children their puppet. Do this, don't do that, like that.
Иногда некоторые мамы хотят сделать своих детей, как бы, своих таких марионеток, что ли, которыми они могут управлять. Это делай, это не делай.
Понятно, да? Okay. This will never harm the children. So one day when you are far away from children, then he will do completely opposite. Понятно? Okay. Yes, Nada. Very important. Open. Try to open their mind. Don't force them to do something. Not do it. Any living being, sentient being, nature, our nature is that our mind don't like the force. This is every sentient being nature. Насилие. Нет, нет. Потому что человеческие права не дают. Понятно? Понятно? Всех хочу, свобод хочу. Это правда. Понятно? Свобод надо. You should give them right. At the same time, you should give the open their mind that if you do like this and this, you can do, but it has such and such consequence. But it's up to you. Да? My father never tell me do this and don't do that. He says, your life you can do what you want, but he says, but do things which is a wise. Don't do something stupid. Then he say such and such action stupid. Да? That will make you unhappy. But if you want, you can try.
Попробовать.
Да? Then I even don't want to try. I can look for other people when they do this thing and that's not good. Every poison you don't have to eat. You see other people eat this poison, how they experience consequence. From it you can learn. Then I say, I don't want. It says that wise people learn from other people's mistake. Okay. Drug learn from their own mistake. Только нос упал в земле. Тогда говорит, о, это не надо, да? Другой ошибка, через другую ошибку он не учится. Только себе нос надо ударить в земле. Тогда говорит, сейчас я не хочу, да? Так поздно, поздно. Okay, so try to learn from other people's mistakes. You see, they have done this and this, then they have such consequence. Then that will open your mind. And in order to see this one, you don't have to go out and watch it in TV, serial. They are all based on real life. Да? Santa Barbara. Real life story was going on in America.
Например, Santa Barbara. Такая реальная жизненная история о том, как живут люди в Америке.
Америка, понятно? Неспокойно. Она да? Боится потерять, что есть. Да? Понятно? Не получилось. Да? First suffering, not getting what they want.
Сначала они страдали.
They are so high expectation. Second, the suffering of having desired object.
Второе страдание, которое их настигает, это страдание уже от наличия в жизни желанного объекта.
Понятно, желанный объект, да? Okay, понятно. If the husband get wife, he have suffering of having wife. If the wife get husband, she have suffering of having husband.
Если у мужчины появляется жена, то он страдает от наличия жены, присутствия жены. Если у женщины появился муж, она начинает страдать от мужа.
Понятно. Then they want to separate. When they separate, then they have suffering of separation from the desired object. Okay. All these three types of suffering, which all our most of our suffering, if you investigate, is these three suffering, most of our suffering. Then headache and pain and sickness, this is a something come from our previous life karma, negative karma. Okay. Most of this mental anxiety, mental unhappy come from the normal way of thinking.
Большинство
investigate, it comes to high desire, high expectation. Okay. You should have a desire. I'm not saying don't have desire. Reasonable desire. Okay. Try to learn how to happy with a small achievement. Okay. If you know how to be happy with a small achievement, you will always be happy. Okay, if you want something very big one, if you don't achieve this one, you will never be happy, then your whole life you will never be happy. Yes, Nada? Okay. Nada? Okay. Yes, Nada? Okay, so yeah, yeah. So this is very important advice to you, I'm telling you. Понятно? Совет, который воздействует полезно. Хорошо? Okay. So, one of the very good way of solving your problem is to have a less desire.
Это один замечательный способ решить ваши проблемы, это иметь меньше желания.
Okay. Very simple, but very effective. This is very good medicine.
Очень простое, очень эффективное, действенное лекарство.
Понятно? In order to reduce your desire, then you need to have so many philosophy teaching. Then your desire will become less and less. It can't. You can't say have a less desire. It will don't become less desire. Not possible. Это все люди, даже простые люди тоже знают. Не так трудно, да. Меньше желания, правильно, это хорошо, но я не могу. Да, все говорят, я не могу. Я знаю, меньше желания, да, ум чистый, счастливый буду. Это все знают. Понятно, да? Потому что наш природ, наш ум, все наш ум знает, да? Когда ум меньше желания, чистый, даже люди, человек не верит в буддист, не верит в религию, он говорит, да, правильно, ум чистый, конечно, счастливый, но это я не знаю, как это надо. Понял, да? Ясно, да? Окей. Мой русский понял, да? Окей, я. Окей. So, in order to do them, then all the teaching which I give you many, many years before here, they are all interconnected. They all help you to reduce your desire, help you to make your mind stronger. Desire comes from non-value state of mind, you should understand. Okay, what is it? Okay. Non-value state of mind is that exaggerating the quality of the object. That's called desire. From this desire comes. Yes, not that. In reality, there is no any object in samsara which is a word of desire. To be honest with you. Okay. It can be useful, but it's not object of desire. Okay. Our mind exaggerates too much. Okay. Понятно? Don't see the realistic, objective, exaggerated, then our desire comes. Понятно? Okay. Beautiful flower here. Понятно? We human beings say beautiful flower, beautiful red flower. Okay. Такой красивый цветой, да? Красный, да? Да. In reality, you know, even science also know that there is no such a beauty, red flower from the object side. Object, понятно? There's so many particles gathered together. And especially there is some substance which reflects the red color bag. Brother? Okay. And our eye see beautiful red flower outside which you want to touch it and kiss it. In reality, if you kiss, you're not kissing the red flower. There's not any red color, pure red color. There's some substance which reflects the red color. Yes, not that. And human body, you see, human body. There's no any beauty in it, in reality. If there's real beauty, look at the, from the microscope, you look at the human face. Then most good-looking girl in the world, look at it with the microscope. Then where's the beauty? Then her face, so many insects going here and there. Which is like a tarakan, not different. Little smaller tarakan. There's so many small tarakan. In your home, if you see some tarakan, you say, Kashmar, then you are kissing their face where there are so many small tarakan going here and there. In here, there's different tarakan. Face. Hand. When I see this, you know, movie, then I understand, oh, what Buddhism say, what science say, it's the same discovery. Buddhism saying that how body have so many billions of insects. First I said, how insect, you know. Then science says the same thing, you know, face there's different insect, hair there's different insect, not macro, yeah. Okay. In this way, there is no real красота. But some worldly way of thinking, some красота exists also. That's also we are not denying. But that kasata is not something like a very absolute kasata. It's just from the worldly perspective. For example, Luna, if you look from this world, and we see moon is increasing, full moon, moon is decreasing. That's true. Это правда. When it's full moon, everybody says full moon, everybody like the full moon. Понятно? In the same way, beautiful girl. From worldly perspective, this is beautiful girl, everybody like this, she is beautiful. Красиво тоже есть, понятно? But this красиво is not from the object side. Okay. She say there is some object basis, and then reflect you as a beauty. So красота is just reflection. There is no object side красота. Like a flower, color. Color is a reflection in your eye. There is no real color outside. It's true.
Цвет это лишь отражение в ваших глазах. Во внешнем мире, во вне, нет никакого цвета.
Никакого цвета нету. Понятно? Там никого сет нету. Ясно, да? Понятно, да? Okay. So, this, you know, Buddhism 2,500 years already discovered.
Это было уже открыто в буддизме 2,500 лет
назад. Okay. When you understand this one, this is the reality. Это реальность, понятно? What is reality? We are discovering reality. Not saying that women are bad, not like that. Reality, there is no beauty from object side.
Мы просто открываем для себя реальность. Мы не говорим, что женщины плохие и так далее. Но в реальности нет никакой красоты в самом объекте.
Object side. There is a dependent rise in beauty, but from the object side, there is no beauty.
Есть взаимозависимая красота, взаимозависимость, состоящая красоту, но объективной красоты нет.
А при этом нету. There is a color, dependent rise in color exists, but the object side, there is no any color. We think that there is a red object here. You think that there is a red color there. You can see, think that you can touch them. You can possess this one. Such color does not exist. How it appears to us?
Каким оно нам является, каким оно нам кажется, и существующий так, как будто бы к этому можно прикоснуться, если можно владеть. Вот такого цвета нет.
Такого всего нету. Раньше не было, сейчас нету, будущего тоже не буду. Такой, понял, да? Ага, ясно, да? Само существо нету. Object side, there's nothing exist.
С стороны объекта ничего не существует.
Окей, понял, да? That's why Chittamatra body is saying that, Chittamatra is saying that everything is reflection of mind. There's no object exists from the object side. Okay.
Okay.
And Chittamatra also says like a sign, saying that there's no red color. When you see red color, such a red doesn't exist in the object. There's no red or blue color from the exist from object side. It's a mistaken consciousness. Понятно? Okay. Perceiving red color is valid, but perceiving red color exists from object side. That is not valid. Chittamatra is saying. Interesting. Okay. Yes, no, that? Okay. Red color exists as a reflection of mind. Okay. Yes, no, that? Okay. Yes, no, that? Other than reflection of mind, something exists from, other than this one, something, how we see the red color, something exists from objection, that doesn't exist at all. And our world also doesn't exist the way how it appears to you. Chittamatra says. Like a color. America doesn't exist the way how you think. America doesn't exist the way how it appears to you. Because you have a different prejudice of America. I have a different prejudice of America. Everybody have different opinion. So if such our how we appear, if such America exists, then there should be billions of America. This is Chittamatra saying. Миллиард, понятно, да? Каждый люди разные вещи, да? Некоторые Америка кошмар место, некоторые люди смотрят Америка очень хорошее место, понятно? Пусть не Америка, Омс. The Омс, which I see, you don't see. Омс, which you see, I don't see. Понятно, да? When I say Омс, everybody get different projections of Омс. Понятно, да? Most of them, your OMS is connected to your criteria or your working place.
Понятно,
да? We, как Таракант, from your home, go to the work, let's come back. 8 o'clock. And sometime to the park. Okay. And sometime to kino theater. And sometime discotheca. So this is the OMS, your OMS. Понятно? Okay. And but OMS is not OMS. When you go. Okay. So this way, you have when you go to some other country, then you say, oh, I miss OMS, I want to go back home. You are so attached to OMS. That's also, such OMS doesn't exist. No. At the moment, you don't miss OMS. When you come here, then there's the people change, house changing, everything keeps changing, moment changing like a cloud. Atmosphere
change.
Okay. 10 years in a foreign country, you have the same picture of the OMS. This picture is not real OMS. Okay. Okay. So, desire is like that. Due to, desire come from when you want something, when you come, then you exaggerate the quality, and then you only think of this one. This is a high desire. Okay. Now, desire, there are three types of desire. I'm saying don't have a highest, very big desire, attachment. That's very dangerous. This one you can stop it. Okay. Middle and small one, at the moment, you can't do it. Middle one, you can also reduce. The small one, never remove it. At the moment, you can't remove it. If you try to stop all attachment, that's also a mistake. Then your life will be completely dry. Пустое, понятно? Ничего нету, да? Как камни, ничего чувства нету. Это тоже неправильно, понятно? Okay. Now I will tell you. Вам интересно, да? Okay, понятно? Buddhism not saying that, oh, all the attachments bad, don't have any attachment, not like that. That's not practical. Okay. I have also attachment. Okay, my attachment is like a written on the water. Понятно? Okay. When attachment, like a written on the water, you can write something, but after 1 minute, it go away. Sometimes my attachment is like a written on the sand, not like water. It can remove. If I want to remove, I can remove it. But if I don't remove, it can also stay. It don't go by itself. Okay. But it doesn't disturb you. Okay. Yes, no, that? Okay. So this is called reasonable attachment. Понятно? This at the moment you need it.
Пока вы нуждаетесь в такой привязанности.
Понятно? Okay. Ясно, да? Okay. Okay. You can love your friends and you can love any, have a little attachment to your friends and this thing, but not too much.
У вас может быть некоторая привязанность к своим друзьям и так далее.
Понятно? Okay. Middle attachment is like written on the wood.
Средняя привязанность подобна в надписи на дереве.
Понятно? Okay. It can remove it, but not very easy.
Ее можно устранить, но это будет не слишком легко.
Понятно? Okay. Then highest level attachment is written on the metal.
Затем самая сильная привязанность подобна надписи, высеченной на железе.
Okay. This then not very good.
Это не очень хорошо.
Okay. Понятно? Okay. These highest levels of attachment come from only thinking of this object. Sometimes people call it love, romantic, but in reality it's not love, romantic, it's a high level attachment. Да? Okay. There is a romantic, there is love, but it's different from it.
Существует романтика и любовь, но это другое.
Да? Real romantic love is a caring for each other, caring for each other, you know, living for each other. Yeah, this, you know, okay, this is real romantic. But attachment is something like a thinking that girl or boy has good quality and never want to separate from it. Always should be me. Only me. And then this one is attachment, high level attachment.
Настоящая романтика, любовь — это когда вы заботитесь друг о друге, живете ради друг друга. Что же касается вот привязанности, о которой я говорю, чрезмерной привязанности, это когда девушка думает, например, что мой парень должен быть только моим, всегда только моим, никогда не должен со мной расставаться, разлучаться. Или парень думает то же самое про девушку.
Понятно, да? Только мой, да? Окей. Okay. Ясно, да? Только меня любит. Понятно, да? Даже другой люди, даже разговор не надо, да? Потом, когда немножко она или он разговор, саскинет, зависть, да? Так далее, понятно, да? Потом спать тоже не могу, понятно, да? Сомнение, наверное, она или он там другие люди, да? Потом несчастливо, да? Это все, это приятно, одна приятно, все несчастливо, спать не могу, понятно, да? Окей. Okay. Then think of each other, you know, exaggerate the quality, good quality, and then attachment becomes stronger and stronger. Attachment is like a car. Okay. If you think the only good quality of that object, then you put the gas on this car, then it goes too fast. Быстро. Понятно, да? Okay. Then you have accident. Okay. Then many people say, my heart was broken.
Потом многие люди из этого говорят, мое сердце разбито.
Да? Santa Barbara, many stories like that. Too much accelerator of attachment, then car of attachment have accident, then here he says, my heart is broken.
Santa Barbara, множество таких историй. Слишком много людей жали на газ, герои, героини жали на газ в машине привязанности. А в результате, значит, говорили, что у меня разбито сердце.
Ясно, да? Okay. So, okay. So, when the mind, when your mind can't think some other object, only thinking this object attachment, then this danger.
Итак, когда ваш ум не способен думать ни о чем другом, кроме объекта привязанности, то вы уже в опасной ситуации.
Okay, опасная ситуация. Понятно, да? Ясно, да? Then you become a little bit not normal.
Тогда вы становитесь немного ненормальным.
Понятно, да? What is different between normal and not normal? Да? Буддист, психологи say the same thing.
Буддисты, психологи здесь приходят к одному и тому же.
Понятно, да? Psychology, Buddhist says, normal person, they can think some other object, and he can come back and think some other object.
Психологи говорят, нормальный человек способен думать о каком-то одном объекте, а потом отвлечься от него и начать думать о другом.
Понятно, да? Then he can think other also.
А потом о третьем.
Okay. He can think every different field.
Может думать о чем угодно.
Понятно? Да? unnormal person,
ненормальный же человек,
when they think some one object,
когда он начинает думать об одном объекте,
okay, he can't come back.
Он не способен уже вернуться, он не способен отвлечься.
He just go deeper and deeper, deeper like that. Even they are discussing something else, he here only this object. Even I give teaching on Dharma, here she will hear the teaching on romantic. Okay, that's not that. Okay. So at that time, your mind is not, you're not completely crazy, not normal. Okay. So that's why mind should be flexible, able to think different things. At that time, mind is normal. Sometimes people be depressed. At that time, not normal. Why? Because they can't come back from this topic. They keep thinking this topic is make depressed. They can't come back. That's why they feel depressed. Accelerator. They're putting the accelerator. Torturing themselves. Okay. So this real psychology, Buddhist and psychology, they will say same thing. This is very useful. Very important, flexible mind. Okay. Something happened, bad thing, don't think of this bad thing. Think of some positive. See, when you have some problem with a financial problem.
Например, если у вас возникает какая-то финансовая проблема,
okay. Problem, да? Then you start thinking.
Вы начинаете об этом думать.
Okay. Next year it will be even worse.
И думаете так. В следующем году у меня будет еще хуже.
Понятно? After that will be even worse.
Потом еще хуже.
Понятно? If all every year happen like this and this, then how I can live?
Если каждый год эта тенденция будет оставаться, как я вообще буду жить?
Okay. I can't live. Понятно? Кошмар. Да? Думаю, кошмар. Такой, да? Собак спокойно спят. Ведь человек спать не могу. Понял, да? Человек карман деньги нету. Даже завтра что кушать деньги нету. Он спокойно спят. Он говорит, завтра что буду? А ничего, завтра посмотрю, завтра. Да? Ведь человек тело есть. Дом холодильник, достаточно еда есть, да? Одежда есть, все есть, но неправильно мысли боится, да? Друг, что буду, да? Кошмар, все цены расходят, да? Increasing, all the...
Цены растут.
Сейчас как буду жить дальше, и так уже. Это дурак, понятно, да? Дурацкие мысли дают вам дурацкие несчастливые, хорошо? This is a self-made problem. Создано. Бог не создал это проблем. Понятно, да? Бог не создал. И сам себе создал. Когда вы правильно думаете, вам ум спокойно, счастливо. Бог не создал это счастливо. Вы сам себе счастливо создал. Понятно, да? Правильно еда кушать, здоровье хорошее буду. Бог не создал это здоровье. Бог всегда хочу вам помогать. Бог нету силы вам такой подарок, все здоровье тела, ваше здоровье ума. Так не можно Бог дал. Мы так думаем, да? Бог все можно. Понял, да? Окей. Ясно, да? Если я Бог, меня есть сила создал вам счастливо, я лекция, одна слова лекции не буду читать. Зачем читать лекции, да? Я устаю, вы устаете, да? Я все живущие сюда, приезжаю сюда, говорю, да? Потом я чуп, да? Все стал счастливо. Так не можно. Понял, да? Если я Бог, так не можно. Ясно, да? Окей. Ясно, да? So, if there is a God who have power to create everything, if he don't create happiness, I will complain with him. I will be the first person to complain him.
Если бы существовал Бог, всесильный Бог, способный сотворить все, если бы он не сотворил для вас счастье, часть, то я бы первый был, кто на него пожаловался.
Да, пожалуйста. Зачем играть человек? Зачем играть, да? Вам все силы есть. Зачем сами начало не счастливо не создал? Сами начал проблем создал, все страдают, проблем, потом помогал. Что это? Да, это не помогает. Понял, да? Я тебе проблем создал, потом я приезжаю, я вам помогал, да? Вы говорите, спасибо. Зачем надо посыгать? Сами начало, зачем я создал проблем? Понял, да? Ясно, да? Спасибо не говорит. Если я так ступал, не надо спасибо. Я сами начал создать проблем. Я, это мой ответ, надо решить эту проблему. Потому что я создал. Понял, да? Окей. Поэтому такой Бог нету. Понял, да? Ясно, да? Буддизм don't believe such God who is the creator of everything. This is not such, it's not realistic. It's just like a, some religion they do say like that because they want to praise the God, but it's not the right way of praising God. In reality, it's not precious. People with logic, it's a very big criticism of God. For me, it's not precious. It's like criticism of God. See, if the Om city, everything is perfect. Okay. Then you say, Mergorod created. That is a precious to Mergorod. Настоящий покола, да? Мерго, я бы сказал, Мерго, молодец, да? You are the creator of Омс, now it's a perfect city.
Молодец, мэр Омска. Ты творец Омска, ты безупречный
город. And the самсара, if you say, is the creator of God. Now see, for example, Омс is a horrible city. So many problems, so many suffering. And if you say Mergorod is the creator of this Om city, then it's not presence to Mergorod. It's saying that you are the man cause all this problem. Okay. In samsara, everything is perfect. Okay, everybody live very peaceful, happiness, no sickness, no disease, no delusion. If you say God created, this is the presence of God. There's so many suffering, so many problems, and if you say God created, then there's some difficulty. Yeah, да? See, Mother Teresa.
Вот мать Тереза.
Okay. When she passed away.
Когда она скончалась.
Okay. In her diary, there's one letter was she was she wrote one, you know, one some line.
В ее дневнике нашли одну запись.
Yeah, да? She says, after seeing so many suffering in this world, she says.
Она пишет, увидев в этом мире столько страданий.
Because she went to every place where there's people suffering. After seeing all the suffering, I get doubt. At the finally, I get doubt that, you know, is God creator everything or not? Because he can't create such thing. So her eyes, she, you know, so many suffering in that. So this is suffering is created, not God. It's created by their sentient being. She understands their own action, not God. Can't be. Because she knows God is a such a kind and pure, they will always create good things.
Потому что она знала, что Бог, он невероятно чистый, добрый, он не может плохое создать.
Понятно?
Но она поняла,
Понятно? Okay. That's true. Yes, Nanda? Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. If there's my Christian brother and sister here, I'm sorry, I'm telling you the truth. You know. Okay. This is not the principle of Christian religion. This is some interpretation of somebody. I think that in some texts it says God is the creator of everything. And then some texts, Jesus' Bible, it says God, your mind itself is God. Then it makes sense, like a Buddhist said. Your mind itself is not separate from the God. Your mind is God. So that's true. Your mind is creator of your happiness. Your mind is creator of your suffering. Same as Buddhism. Okay. Then not different. So every religion, the interpretation, if you make a right interpretation, every religion comes down to the same meaning. So, you know, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, Nanda? Okay. Now come back to the point. Okay. So, attachment, this thing, when you are putting the accelerator of the attachment, you will increase. This way, very important. At that time, think the shortcoming of that object of desire. Then actually, car of the attachment will go slow. Don't say this object attachment bad. You see the realistic, try to see the realistic, objective of the object attachment. Which is Nanda? First, it's impermanent. Every moment disintegrating. Okay. If you attach to somebody, try to see, after 10 years, this is how it looks. Do you mind thinking I can love her whole life and so you are my everything and this will go away? So no, that not that much attachment. Okay, love should increase. Love is a he or she. No, she's he or she is concerned for my happiness. I should concern for their happiness. We should be faithful to each other. Okay. Whole life, I can take care of their life. This is our mutual commitment. Okay. This is a pure love. Attached to pure, just physical appearance. Then this will go away, and then you will divorce one person very easily. Yes, Nanda? Okay, yeah. Okay. So, look at the other side, impermanent side. Then, how it appears, really it exists or not. Okay. Then you will see the realistic. Okay. Then there is some love there, but it's not like a crazy love. That's umne love. Да, раз умни люблю, всегда счастлива. Понял, да? Не раз умни любит, себе не счастлива, там тоже не счастлива. Понял, да? Ясно, да? So this one you need it. You need it, such thing.
Вот именно это вам и нужно.
Понял, да? Then slowly, slowly, when you meditate, as you higher, higher, then you will completely not depend on the worldly object. So this is an important advice to you. You keep in your heart. Okay. And people who are older people, they are interested in maybe that, or car, or three-room apartment, five-room apartment, like that. And that should not be too desired. If I have good, if I don't have, doesn't matter. Until now I live in two-room apartment. Why rest I can't live it? Tell them so. Больше, да? Еще буду, жить буду, одна, понял, да? Окей, ясно, да? Окей. And don't be like that. Cottage, 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 or das, or the machine, machine. Resign like a mantra, I need this one here. Then this is high attachment. This will make you unhappy. Dingy, dingy, dingy. Okay. That will make you first suffering or not getting it. Everybody don't suffer from not having the object. When you have strong desire, then from that desire you have suffering of not getting the desired object. Okay, then Santa Baba starts in your life. First suffering of not getting the desired object. Then like a tarakan, run here and run here and there, run here and there. Okay. If you don't get more suffering. Okay. When you get it, few days you will have
it.
Then you have suffering of having a desired object. Then one day you have to separate from it, you have suffering from separation of desire object. Okay. Because all the objects, what you attach, they are impermanent. They can't be with you all the time. Okay. So this, you know, I'm giving in such a simple way. Very easy to understand, but very difficult to implement in practice. Okay. If you think in the way what I said, definitely this is like a medicine. In your life, many unwanted problems, Santa Baba problems will solve by itself, 100% sure. And mind naturally calm down. Some level of subdue come. Okay. So, back to the point. Okay. All this I'm just speaking connected to the principle. What you are is very important. What people think is not important. Then, in our life, we make an 8 debut mistake. We have to replace this with an 8 right debut. Okay. Okay. So, 2 first wrong debut, which I have told last time, I'm repeating once more. So that this medicine go in your mouth, not just information.
Первые четыре неверных дебюта, которые я вам объяснил в прошлый раз.
Priyanka? Okay. I'm not here to give you new information. I'm here to give you the test of Dharma. For information, you read so many books, you read it, you get some information. Here, my teaching, when I give teaching, my emphasis on the giving you the test of Dharma, and your mind a little bit subdued. Like at this time, you take some treatment for your mental disease. So that your mental disease became less. Yes, Nanda. I know when I go away, you don't eat the medicine, so I make sure when I give teaching, at that time, medicine go in your mouth, I put water, make sure you take it. And result, I see the end of the teaching. First, when you come here, your face is different. End of teaching, your face became shining. Because so many Sena Baba thought in your mind. Yes, да? Okay. Понятно? Санта Баба сыр закончил. Okay. Ясно, да? Okay. Okay. If you could think like that every day, you don't need to buy mental peace outside. You don't have such mental peace outside. Mental peace is already here. First debut mistake, first and second debut mistake is happy with the praise, unhappy with the criticism. That's a very big debut mistake. Okay, okay. Even you verbally you say that that's a mistake, but deep down here you still think that it's not wrong. There's nothing wrong to be happy with praise, nothing wrong with the unhappy with the criticism. This, you can understand this debut as a wrong debut only after a long study of philosophy. Investigate, analyze, then you will understand from the depth of heart, that's the real fault. Okay. For worldly people, this is a perfect normal to be happy with praise, unhappy with criticism. Okay. Vladimir Putin is very clever. If you ask him, it is right to be happy with the praises, it is a right to be unhappy with the criticism. He says it's completely right. President of Russia. Tibet Lama says it is not right. He says this is not normal. He will say. Bush will say the same thing. Because they didn't study the deep philosophy. They have studied economic. They have studied, they are good in other field. How to collect something, how to become something, they are very good. Okay. Okay. And Buddhism saying that if you collect something, if you become something, problem doesn't solve. Putin problem тоже не решил. Буш тоже больше проблем, да? Когда он стал президент Америки, его больше проблем. Лицо быстро старит. Владимир Путин, да? До президент молодой, красивый, да? После стал президент, лицо тоже старое, некрасиво стал, да? 100% там проблем есть, потому что это неправильная теория. Понял, да? Okay. Best theory is a not become something, not collect something. Subdue your mind. This is the best way to happy, achieve happiness.
Лучший способ обрести счастье – это не стать кем-то, это не накопить что-то, а это укротить свой собственный ум.
Okay. See, now see, if I say this theory, praises, be happy with the praises, you know, unhappy with the criticism. If this theory, this debate, if you use for collecting something, then it's wrong. No, debate, wrong debate. Theory of wrong debate.
Если вы будете использовать эту теорию, теорию, значит, того, что ошибочный дебют – это радоваться в похвале и огорчаться из-за критики, то это используется для того, чтобы что-то накапливать, опять же, копить – это будет ошибка.
Не-не-не. Wrong is ошибка. Wrong is ошибка. Right, is it right for, it's right for collecting something. This theory.
Yes.
Понял, да? Okay. Понял, да? To collect something, if somebody praise you, people believe you, then they invest money on you. So for that, praise is very good.
Для накопления чего-то, если люди хвалят вас, и вы им верите...
No, more people trust you.
When
somebody praise you, more people trust you, and then you get more, you can collect more money.
Если кто-то вас хвалит, то кто-то вас хвалит, то значит больше людей будут соответственно доверять вам, и благодаря этому вы сможете накопить больше денег.
So to collect money, if somebody praise you, that's good for you. Ваш image, репутация, да, image, репутация. That's true. I'm not saying that praises is bad for everything.
Я не говорю, что хвала это плохо для всего, в любом случае.
Понятно, да? Ясно, да? Okay. If you're interested in collecting money and this thing, if somebody said your company, your this is very bad like that, your market will go down. Это правда, да? Я это не говорю. Понятно, да? Okay. Now, понятно, да? Okay. So, these collections of wealth doesn't give happiness.
Но
I'm saying.
Накопление богатства, я имею в виду, накопление богатства счастья не приносит.
Понятно, да? Best method of bringing happiness is subduing the mind.
Лучший способ стать счастливым – это укротить ум.
In order to subdue the mind.
А для того, чтобы укротить ум?
Okay. Then, it's wrong debut to be happy with the praises.
Радоваться похвале – это ошибочный дебют.
For subduing the mind.
Для того, чтобы укротить ум.
Понятно, да? In the field of subduing mind, happy for praises, unhappy for criticism is wrong.
В области укрощения ума, радоваться похвале и огорчаться за критики – это ошибка.
Ошибка. Ясно, да? Понятно, да? Okay, yeah. Okay. And then also, in order to collect something in a high level, when the market became very high level, then praises and criticism doesn't make much difference.
Кроме того,
market system, economic system, reach higher and higher level, then praises from somebody. And criticism somebody doesn't affect.
Когда я начинаю говорить, что рыночная система приходит на все более и более высокие уровни, то уже похвала и критика уже не перестают работать.
Перестают работать. Okay. How what your company is important? What people say is not important.
То, что ваша компания представляет, только это важно. А что люди о ней говорят, это не важно.
Понятно? Когда market system лучше ставит, даже это теория. Работа там тоже одна. Понятно. This is the Same Vishi theory. No. System, the marketing system. Everybody became wiser and wiser. Then this theory, what you are, what your company is very important. What other people say is not important.
You mean just theoretically?
Theoretically, yeah. Yeah, theoretically, when it becomes higher and higher. At the moment, it doesn't work because people don't have a high level thinking. System. What your company is important.
То, что ваша компания представляет собой, вот это будет единственное важное.
Понятно? Да?
Сейчас такого, конечно, пока.
Все другие, они хорошие вижу, да, они знают, то хорошее, то нехорошее, да, они не будут слушать, то будут люди говорить, да. Все смотрят, свой глаз смотрят, тогда хвала, не хвала, не важно. Все вижу, правильно, да? Понятно, да? Ясно, да? So, the theory which I'm saying, praises, don't be happy with the praises, don't be happy with the criticism, don't be unhappy with criticism, not only working, the subduing the mind. In the future, when the system becomes better and better, it can even work with the water system. Not now. Сейчас не работает, 100% не работает. Особенно Россия еще тем более не мощно, да, тем более не мощно. Швейцар, да, некоторый банк, да, даже говорят, это банк плохо, да, люди еще долги там, да, он уровень высокий получил, да, ясно, да, окей. Some other, where it's so obvious that it's very good, then what people say doesn't much effect. Same system, banking system or this thing. When they reach very obviously very good, you know, everybody know it. Then what people say is not important. When they have a very good strategy, then they don't put too much effort on reklama. Okay. Reklama, this thing, all these things, because majority of people, they can't see things clearly. That's why they believe what people say. That's why reklama
comes.
Okay. This is the marketing system. I didn't study the marketing, but from logic I can tell you this thing. Могу говорить, понятно, да? Окей, ясно, да? Time is finished. До свидания. More than 2 hours. Okay, yeah. Okay, now dedication. So, see you tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow is the last teaching. Okay, day after tomorrow will be blessing of Tara. Okay, so day after tomorrow it will be very good for those even who are not Buddhists for removing, you know, sickness and this thing. Okay. Only blessings not enough. You should take treatment also. Together it's more effective. Only taking medicine is also not enough. Теплые кушают, теплые кушают. Да, только теплые кушают, хуже буду, хорошо? Таблетки you should eat. In the same time, they should some other course also.
Таблетки должны принимать, но должны создавать какие-то другие причины.
When there's complete course, result of sickness will go by itself.
Когда причина создана полностью, то тогда в результате болезнь сама собой пройдет.
До свидания. До свидания.